So last week, something happened on the internet that made your Nigeria social media go gaga, and it got me thinking how people don't like the world does not hold a lot of people accountable for their actions. Like, they just do things without thinking that there are going to be repercussions for what they did. So, I don't know if it was a Monday or a Tuesday. I think one of those days, I went on social media and I saw that this Instagram influencer that I follow, her name is OsterXSO. I followed her during COVID-19, the pandemic. I found out she was dead. I saw it on a blog, Nigerian blog, and found out she was dead. And her family had been looking for her for like almost a week, just for her boyfriend to come and say they were in an argument. Like, he wrote it on Instagram, his story, that they were in an argument, and so she carried a knife, and he carried a knife, or something, they engaged in a scuffle, and he stabbed her. And the story was not just making sense to me. Like, I don't have an excerpt of what he wrote, but I'm not giving like a brief overview. And he did not just stop there. I think news now surfaced that her mother went to the boyfriend's house and found her dead. Like, I think she went to the police and got police, and they went over the fence and went into his house, and they saw her dead body. She was mutilated, cut off her chest, cut off her eyes. Yeah, you know what she did. He cut off her private part. And when I came online, I was saying that he's going to hand himself over to the police, that he's sorry, that his mother was disappointed in him, blah 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 blah. Like, stupid stories. And what my own problem was that, first of all, this boy was not held accountable for what he did. Like, who are those operating Instagram? Like, who are those operating Instagram? Why can't they like block him from talking shit on Instagram? His name was Killaboy, and he changed it to Benjamin something, but his name was Killaboy. Then why can't like the people handling social media, like handling Instagram, block him from saying all these things? Because someone died and he was just there gaslighting her even in her death. Like, if you see what he wrote, it was just so like, what the fuck. Like, I was like, I told my friend that, come on, if this is our relationships, I don't want to be part of this. Like, it's totally scary, because even in her death, this guy was still spitting on her grave. Like, he was just saying a lot of dumb things that don't make sense. Like, shut the fuck up. Why has nobody arrested him? And that's what came into my mind. Why has nobody arrested him? Why hasn't he been brought to justice? Like, why has nothing been done about it? It's now brings me to the fact that we as a community, we as a country, we as the world, like people that inhabit the world, we don't hold wicked people accountable. We don't. Because I just went to the comment section of the post and people say, leave toxic relationship, girls don't go for material things, blah 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 blah. And nobody was bashing the boy. Like, okay, a few people were bashing him, but the number of people that were bashing the girl was more than people bashing the boy. And it got me thinking of how we don't hold people accountable. Like, this guy committed murder. This girl did not do anything to him. He committed murder, and it was not enough. He mutilated her. And coming to tell me that it was self-defense, like, why did you mutilate her? If you were self-defense, I just ended it there. Why did you meet later? That's what people were saying. Oh, it's ritual killing. My God, please, it's not everything that's ritual killing. I felt like this guy is a psychopath because why is it, like, his name was Killer Boy. That's like a giveaway to his nonsensical character. Like, I was all pissed off because no matter how I tried to, like, people victim blaming the girl, no matter how I tried to, like, talk to people, like, use my own medium to say, yeah, well, this thing is not right. Stop bashing her. She did not do, she does not deserve this. She's dead. Like, hold this boy accountable. Like, it was not enough. We as human beings need to do better. We as human beings need to hold a lot of people accountable. Like, the boy is still free and they've not arrested him. I don't know if the Nigerian police is doing something about it. I really doubt he's in this country. I don't think so because I don't know. If he was in this country, he should have been arrested a long, long time ago. Because no one who has killed someone and everyone knows you that did it has the audacity to open their mouth and say shit without like police force or law enforcement authority like getting to him. You get. And another thing I learned from her mother was that her brother came to talk about how like people should stop bashing her because she felt like they were spitting on her grave, and he told us that if you have someone close to you, cherish that moment you have, cherish the little moment you have. You don't even know whether you're going to see this person the next day. And it got me thinking, like, we have a lot of people, like our friends, our families, our aunts, our uncles, our dad, our parents, our grandparents. Got me thinking that when we have little moments with them, like, we should try to cherish it. We should try to embrace that little moment. Don't push people aside away, especially when they do not do anything to hurt you. Don't push people away because you don't know what could happen the next day. Because from the chat he put out there on social media, so I was trying to talk to him and he was actually just being like, is it rude to her? I don't know. And not knowing that, he said I was going to die the next week or so. So I just feel like we should try to get closer to the ones we love. We should try to hold people accountable. And law enforcement authorities should try as much as possible to take responsibility of holding people accountable. Like, people are paying their taxes, people are doing what they're supposed to do. The only job is to get these criminals arrested. Like, another thing is that we should stop victim blaming. Like, a lot of us are in the habit of victim blaming. Why are we always victim blaming? Why don't we hold the people that did this to us accountable? Like, she wasn't supposed to be murdered. She wasn't supposed to be murdered. Like, because I was telling somebody, like, if this reverse was the case, if it was a guy that was killed, the whole internet would have gone crazy. Like, they would have gone crazy. Oh, she killed a man, blah blah blah. Girls support like the victim, boys support the victim, but now it's a girl, they're blaming her, she slept with this boy and blah blah blah, she slept with him for his money. They were dating for fuck's sake. Like, why do people just like victim blaming? Like, we should stop. It's a habit that is very, very cringy and gives me the ick. Like, we should stop it. We should try to embrace people. We should try to stop bashing people, even when they are dead. It's very, very important. Because the person they keep hurting is her family. Like, you keep seeing all these nonsense takes about their sister, about their daughter online, and it does not make sense. I just feel like we as human beings need to do better.
Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.